Friends of the Symphony.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Hey, Mr. Buddy.
Hey, Jesse, Leon.
You sure look tired, Mr. Buddy.
Oh, man, I really am. Boy, I've been hitting all the merchants up today for donations.
Donations for what?
Well, the Amity Chamber Orchestra, you know. I've got this club called Friends of the Symphony. Now, if you give $50, you get a membership card and a bumper sticker.
Glad I ain't got a car.
Well, I thought old, what's his name? You know, that rich chicken farmer was the main supporter of your orchestra.
Well, now, he is, but, you know, he can't do it all.
How did he get all his money? It couldn't have come from raising chickens.
No, insurance settlement. Now, he and his wife were on that bus that crashed into the Washita River Bridge up at Malvern, you know, about 10 years ago.
I remember that.
Yeah, well, the bus company, they settled out of court. Now, man, he got $2,200, and his wife got $50,000.
He does limp a little. Is that where he got that bad knee?
Yeah, he's in pretty bad shape there for a while.
What happened to his wife?
Well, now, don't repeat this. Now, he told me confidentially that she wasn't actually hurt in that wreck.
Well, how did she get $50,000?
Well, he said right after the crash that he had the presence of mind to kick her in the face.
Well, that ain't honest, is it?
By the way, Leon, I sure appreciate you coming up to the concert last week.
Well, I appreciated that free ticket. I almost didn't get there, though. I had to hitchhike, you know.
Yeah, I saw you come in right before our last number.
You just heard the last piece? Well, what was it?
It's Beethoven's 8th Symphony.
Oh, really? Well, how'd you like it, Leon?
Well, it's all right, but I kind of glad I was late. I don't believe I could have sat through the other 7.
Where'd this bumper sticker come from? Friends of the Symphony.
Oh, Mr. Buddy left it here.
Is he selling these?
Well, sort of. He's raising money.
Wonder if they found that billfold.
How's that, Leon?
Right before they played that last number, the announcer said a billfold had been lost.
Well, who lost it?
I don't know, but it had $300 in it.
I'd look for that.
Said the man had paid $20 to whoever found it.
Well, what happened then?
Well, I stood up and told him I'd pay $30.